大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群90127292，下载更多的英语学习资料。今天我们要上的是托福听力课，我们请来的专家老师是来自优异爱学校的壮壮老师。老师好。
Hello everybody, and again we are going to listen to part of a lecture in an art history class. When we talk about art history, what may be the content that comes to your mind, Larry? 一提到这个艺术历史是吧，你觉得他会讲些什么东西？
艺术方面就会讲这个艺术家他的作品风格，
对
啊，它的内涵是什么？
没错。
然后说到历史呢，又要讲到这个年代它的特点是什么样的？
对，时代背景，所有的文学类、艺术类都是有这个特点啊。今天我们要听的这一段呢，它会讲到巴黎19世纪的时候，它有一些个艺术家，其中呢，咱们听之前先给大家扫一下其中的生词，
嗯，
好吧？
好。
先看这个巴黎，英文应该是咋说的呢？
巴黎嘛。
叫巴黎
就是 Paris of course
Paris 没错，
但是很多同学有疑问啊，为什么巴黎不叫巴黎斯，英文里面
就是还有一个斯呢，是不是？
对，英文的说法叫 Paris， 为什么中文的翻译变成了巴黎而不是巴黎斯呢？
因为呢它的法文那个斯这个辅音它是不发的，所以法文的巴黎呢是巴黎，完了，没有斯的声音。
也就是说我们中文在翻译和音译一些国家地名的时候，一定要遵从当地那个语言的习惯，而不仅仅是英文的说法。
对呀，因为巴黎是法国的地盘，是吧？好，然后呢，现在我们来看呢，其中呢，他会提到这个 classes 有 women only classes， 这是什么样的课呢？你觉得这样的课堂
？Women only classes， 就是女子学校。
对，所以呢，它是只能女生的，就是女生班吧，所谓的是吧，它没有男生。好，然后待会儿呢，还会听到一个句子这样念，你觉得为什么？他说 ，If you wanted to become an artist, Paris was not a good place to go. Paris was the place to go. 他说 the place to go， 这个 the 呢，就是那个 the 啊 ，the。他这个读 V 的时候呢，你都想起来什么情况下这样发音呢？
一般这个定冠词 the 读成 V 的时候，只有当后面那个名词是元音开头，比如说 the apple。
对啊、the office。
那为什么在接下来我们要听的这个演讲对话中，说成了 the place 而不是 the place 呢？
你看它是辅音开头的词，它也用了 V， 就是起强调的作用。所以他说这是唯一的一个啊、place to go， 啊，是这个意思。
强调唯一性，强调它这个名词的时候，前面就可以说成 the。
对了，
the
加辅音，加辅音开始的名词。好，下面一个单词呢叫 canny。我先说一下上下文，大家猜一下哈。Its founder Rudolf Julian was a canny businessman. Canny businessman 啊，后面呢他又提到了哈，as this businessman is smart。And he decides to open a school that accept women only. 啊，这样的话你就知道 canny 和 smart 应该是同一个意思还是相反的意思啊？ canny businessman
应该是相同的意思。
对了，所以 canny 就是比较精明的，那样的商人啊。再往下一个词呢是 premier。他这个句子是这样的哈 ，He quickly established his school as a premier destination for women artists 啊。啊 ，premier 这个词在那个电影首映里也会出现啊。premier 就是第一的、首要的。
有一个软件，在这个剪视频的时候有一个软件就叫做 premier， 有一些同学应该挺熟悉的。那个 premier 就是这个 premier 就是首映的意思。
对，所以它是首选啊 ，premier destination。好，这是我们这个上半部分听力lecture 需要讲到的生词。下面我们来听一下这块的录音。
我们先来听这个录音的上半部分，一共两分钟。
Listen to part of a lecture in an art history class.
We've been talking about the art world of the late 19th century in Paris, and today I'd like to look at the women who went to Paris at that time to become artists.Now, from your reading, what do you know about Paris, about the art world of Paris during the late 19th century?
People came there from all over the world to study.
It had a lot of art schools and artists who taught painting. There were... Our book mentions classes for women artists. And it was a good place to go to study art.
If you wanted to become an artist, Paris was not a good place to go. Paris was the place to go. And women could find skilled instructors there. Now, before the late 19th century, if they, women who wanted to become artists, had to take private lessons or learn from family members, they had more limited options than men did. But around 1870, some artists in Paris began to offer classes for female students. These classes were for women only. And by the end of the 19th century, it became much more common for women and men to study together in the same classes. So within a few decades, things had changed significantly. Okay, let's back up again and talk about the time period from the 1860s to the 1880s and talk more about what happened in women's art classes. In 1868, a private art academy opened in Paris, and for decades it was probably the most famous private art school in the world. Its founder, Rodolphe Julien, was a canny businessman and quickly established his school as a premier destination for women artists. What he did was, after an initial trial period of mixed classes, he changed the school policy. He completely separated the men and women students.
好，这个上半部分听完了，咱们来慢慢的再一下一下梳理一下具体的内容框架哈。首先呢，这个老师就说了，咱们要讲一下十九世纪这个巴黎艺术学校的情况，是吧？然后呢，他说 ，It had a lot of art schools and artists who taught painting. There were our book mentions classes for women artists, and it was a good place to go, for women to study art.啊，这个都挺简单的。然后它底下呢有这么一个句子，你看理不理解哈 ？And the women could find skilled instructors there. Skilled instructors, it means instructors who are very skillful, who are very strong in teaching and in artists, in painting, particularly speaking.
也就是说，非常有经验的、技术非常好的那些教员。
对，这个 skilled 这个词呢，我们会用名词的形式多一点儿啊，不太会用到这个 skill 加 ed 的形式。但是这个其实用的非常广泛，比如说在技术移民类的这个申请过程中呢，英文技术移民就是 skilled worker， 也就是你是具备一定技术的工人。
哦
，skilled worker。啊，就是比蓝领呢还要再多掌握一些具体的技能，操控一些机器啊等等啊。说起这个移民这个事儿哈，各个移民的国家大概都能有这一类叫 skilled worker， 而且他们虽然叫 worker， 实际上这些要求都是大学本科毕业以上。
哦、也就是说，这个 skill 技术并不是传统意义上的那种劳力的付出，
对，
还有那种白领啊那种脑力的付出，
对，
他们也是 skilled workers，
没错。好，然后呢再看呢这一段呢，他就讲为什么这个女士哈、啊、巴黎的这个女士为唯一的学生的这样的学校是怎么起家的呢？他说 ，Around 1870s, some artists in Paris began to offer classes for female students. These classes were for women only, and by the end of the 19th century, it became much more common for women and men to study together in the same classes.所以一开始的时候其实是男女混校的。说起这个哈，好多的考试当中呢，他都会作文里边有这样的题出现过，比如说你赞成这个男女混校啊，还是说分开上，比如说男校或者女校啊。像美国的学校呢，就是尤其是有宗教背景的这些学校呢，男女分校的情况很多。像这个宋庆龄毕业的学校，
嗯，
叫 Wellesley啊，它就是一个女校。这个学校呢不大，但是呢它这个教育质量非常的高啊，所以呢你看这个女校呢和男校就是分开进行教育呢，其实曾几何时是相当的流行。那咱们回到这个巴黎学艺术的学校，就是所谓的这个像美术学院吧，是吧？它一开始是男女混校啊，但是呢随着时间的推移，他说 within a few decades things had changed significantly，事情就发生了变化啊。A few decades 是多长时间啊？
a few decades. 首先我们来看 decades 是多少时间，所以一个十年就是 one decade， 那么 a few decades 就顾名思义几十年。
对了，他说后来呢几十年时间当中呢发生显著变化。好，然后老师是说呢 let's back up again and talk about the time period from the 1860s to the 1880s， 那这就是从1860年代到1880年代这几十年了啊。什么叫 back up again？这个 backup 其实用电脑里边好多都用到 backup，
备份，
对，备份数据，
嗯
啊，那 backup 呢当动词讲，就是除了有备份的意思呢，还有就是向后倒车，所以老师说呢，咱们现在往回看啊，看那几十年是怎么样，他就说、
嗯、
let's back up again and talk about the time period from 1860s to the 1880s。
嗯，于是老师就说啊，这个1860年代到1880年代，我们来看看到底在女子学习班里面发生了什么变化。
对，他本来的这个艺术学校呢是混招啊，男女混校，后来呢他就变成了单独的性别啊，他是这样说的 ,In 1868, a private art academy opened in Paris, and for decades it was probably the most famous private art school in the world. Its founder Rudolf Julian was a canny businessman and quickly established his school as a premier destination for women artists.What he did was, after an initial trial period of mixed classes, he changed the school policy. He completely separated the men and the women students.
哦，原来这个改变是源于这个学校的建立者，叫做 Rudolf Julian. 他是一个非常聪明的一个商人。
没错，他本来是男女混校呢、嗯、后来呢他就是改变了政策啊，把学校的规章制度改变了，只接受女生。学生就问了问题了， Any reasons why he did that? 那么后边呢这个第二部分呢我们就会听到他为什么要这么做。好，听第二部分之前呢，我们还是要把其中有可能产生异议的生词给大家过一遍。第一个词 adoptAdopt 这个词有许多的意思哈、啊，比如说那个 adopt a child， a lot of Westerners come to Asian countries， very poor areas to adopt kids。
嗯，也就是收养一个孩子，嗯、这个收养就是 adopt。
对 ，adopt can also be used for a lot of other things. Like in this sentence in the text， that's probably why he adopted the women only classes.
嗯，这里就是采纳接受的意思。
嗯哼，所以 adopt 这个词也有这个意思哈。下面一个词是 established 啊，它在句子里边是这样的，his classes were typically offered by established artists。
Established artists， 我没有听错吧？嗯、说一个艺术家是 established。
嗯哼，
我们知道 establish 是建立的意思。
嗯哼，
我们一般来说建立一个俱乐部啊，建立一个组织啊，叫做 establish an organization。
对，这里边用被动了。
嗯，那为什么会说 an established artist？
那就说明他的地位已经是被确立的。
哦，它的地位是确立的。
对，所以你可以说一个学校像北大和清华是吧， These schools, these universities are established universities， 就是已经有确立了地位的这样的情况、
嗯、不光是已经建立，而且是已经确立它的地位了。
没错，就有你可以说它是历史悠久的啊、嗯、还是说它久负盛名的都可以啊，叫 established。
所以今天我们听到的是 established artist。
对，也就是这些艺术家是卓有成就的。
嗯哼，
好，下面一个词呢就是不难，是 a big deal。 好， big deal 这个就比较口语化的，这个原句是这样的， This was a big deal because finally women could study art in a formal setting。 好， it was a big deal 就说明这事儿呢是相当的了不起。
嗯，挺大的一个事儿。
对，在日常句子中呢经常会用听到它的否定形式，比如说 This is not a big deal，
没什么大惊小怪的。
对，没什么好奇怪的哈、嗯、not a big deal。 好，然后再来呢就是一个词叫做 setting。 setting 这个词呢它是个名词，还是可数的，你可以说 a setting， 比如说 in a formal setting， 那就是在一个什么样的环境呢，是正式的环境。那我要说speaking English in a business setting，
就是在一个商务的氛围里面去学英语。
对，说英语、啊、使用英语哈，是在商务的范围内、
啊
In a business setting， 那我要是说 in a casual setting，
我们在一个非常轻松的氛围里面， 休闲的氛围里面去学英语。
对了，
休闲的氛围。
好，再往下呢就是 rank。当成动词来用 ，rank 就是排几排名。关注国外学校的人总是会查，是吧？排名前50的，排名前100的等等，那个 rank。好，它作为动词用呢，它是这样的，在句子里边说 ，the teacher would rank the art of all the students in the class from best to worst， 就是 rank something from best to worst， 那就是把这个学生的艺术作品呢排一个。座次啊，从最好的到最差的。
嗯，所以 rank some people 就是把一些人进行这个从前往后的排序。
对，那我要这么说呢，要是把美国的学校按照最好到最差排名，英文应该怎么用啊 ？To rank.
To rank the all these universities in the United States from best to worst.
对了，啊，就这么用就可以了。
嗯哼，
非常好。好，再往下呢，他会提到一个艺术家的名字叫 Marie Bashkirtseff 啊，就不用管他。凡是在你听到一个外国人名的时候，你能识别这是一人名就可以了。
嗯，然后他干嘛了呢？
好，他这个艺术家呢，就是在这个，她是个女的啊。后来呢，大家会听到她在这个女生学习班里边有怎样的成就。那他还用到一个词叫 incentive。啊 ，incentive 这个单词其实用的挺多的，就是原句是这样 ，it gave her an incentive to do better， 啊，就是什么事情，这个 it gave her incentive， 啊 ，it means encouragement and motivation to do better。
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
Any reason why he did that?
Well, like I said.Julian was a brilliant businessman with progressive ideas. He saw that another small private art school, where all the students were women, was very popular at that time, and that's probably why he adopted the women-only classes. These classes were typically offered by established artists and were held in the studio, the place where they painted. This was a big deal.Because finally, women could study art in a formal setting. And there was another benefit to the group setting of these classes. The classes included weekly criticism, and the teacher would rank the art of all the students in the class, from best to worst. How would you like it if I did that in this class?
No way.
But our textbook said that the competition was good for women. It helped them see where they needed to improve.
Isn't that interesting? One woman artist, her name was Marie Bashkirtseff. Bashkirtseff once wrote how she felt about a classmate's work. She thought her classmate's art was much better than her own, and it gave her an incentive to do better. Overall, the competition in the women's art classes gave women more confidence. Confidence that they could also compete in the art world after their schooling.And even though Bashkirtseff couldn't study in the same classes as men, she was having an impact as an artist. Just look at the Salon. What do you know about the Salon?
It was a big exhibition, a big art show that they had in Paris every year. The art had to be accepted by judges.
It was a big deal. You could make a name for yourself.
You could have a painting or sculpture in the Salon,and go back to your home country saying you'd been a success in Paris. It was sort of a seal of approval. It was a great encouragement for an artist's career. And by the last two decades of the 19th century, 1/5 of the paintings in the Salon were by women, much higher than in the past. In fact, Marie Bashkirtseff herself had a painting in the Salon in 1881.Interestingly, this masterpiece, called In the Studio, is a painting of the interior of Julian's art school. It's not in your textbook. I'll show you the painting next week. The painting depicts an active, crowded studio with women drawing and painting a live model. It was actually, Bashkirtseff actually followed Julian's savvy suggestion and painted her fellow students in a class at the school with the artist herself at the far right, a great advertisement for the school when the painting eventually hung at the Salon, for a women's studio had never been painted before.
好，第二部分的录音我们也很快就听完了，我们赶紧来看看有哪一些关键的句子需要我们去加强理解的。
对，大家听出来了吗？就是为什么要变成这个女子学校了呢？原来呢，他把这个答案公布了。啊，他说呢，原来他是照搬了别人的成功经验。这个Rudolf 啊，他的创始人呢是相当精明的商人，所以他一看别人赚钱了，就用的是女子这个招，结果他也就是照猫画虎，是吧？所以呢，他也就把学校变成女子学校了。啊，就是这样。接着呢，他讲到这个 Marie 啊，名字怪怪的这么一个艺术家呢，他后来怎么成名了呢？他说首先呢，他这个学校里边呢有几个因素，你听见了吗？就是老师用排名的方式鼓励学生，激励学生去 to do better 啊。Overall, the competition in the women's art classes gave women more confidence that they could also compete in the art world after their schooling.也就是这种自信能够让他们走出这个美术学院之后啊，在整个的艺术界还能够站得住脚啊，这是一点。然后再后来呢，他就谈到了呢，有一幅作品啊，就是说呢，这个 Marie 呢把他的作品呢送到了一个展览啊，就是这个 Salon。这个 Salon 有什么特别的呢？就是如果在巴黎开这个画展，你的作品能够被选送，那你就可以回去，回家乡，就是衣锦还乡那个意思啊。回家乡你就说了，说你看啊，我已经成功了。然后他用了一个词，这就好比是 a seal of approval， 好像你拿了一个那个受到批准认可的这么一个章。seal 呢就是那个戳，咱们说的单位盖章那个章。
那个章就是那个 seal。
对。
是我想问一下这个章。这个 seal 指的是盖下去那个图案呢，还是那个章本身呢？
那个章本身和图案两个都算是。
哦。
然后它当动词来讲呢，就是封，比如说把一个信封涂上浆糊，把那口封上，这也叫 seal。
嗯。
好，然后他就说呢，这个if you could have a painting or sculpture in the salon and go back to your home country saying you've been a success in Paris。所以呢，如果你能够有这个画作啊选送到这个 salon。那你就成功了。接着呢，他说呢，这还不算，这个 Marie 呢把他自己的一幅画呢就展出在了这个 salon 里边。这个画的内容是什么呢？
Interestingly, this masterpiece called In the Studio is a painting of interior of Julian's art school. The painting depicts an active crowd in the studio with women drawing and painting a live model.
好，那也就是说呢，这幅画之所以成名呢，就是呢他完全展示的就是女生上课的一个情景。当时呢有一群学生围坐着，然后正在画一个模特，一个人体模特啊，是个活的模特，叫 a live model。 而且呢这个一炮打红的原因其实就是给这个学校做了一个广告。所以他说呢great advertisement for the school when the painting eventually hang at the salon for a women's studio had never been painted before。 所以你说这个运行学校的这个人他就很精明，他就让学生画这么一幅画，首先这个题材就是以前人家没学过，没有选过的，其次呢他也就给学校做了一个广告。好，那这一段呢就是这个讲座艺术史的部分，希望呢大家可以课后再反复收听这段的录音。
嗯，如果大家想得到今天听力的文本以及回放的网址，欢迎加入我们的 QQ 群90127292，欢迎加入，我们下期节目再见。
你最想得到什么东西？
汽车
，money，
豪宅，
漂亮女朋友，
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您：关爱自己的健康，才能带来长久的幸福。
I pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take a body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on. Go play your video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now. The old stars living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dots, video game.
You alright? Alright.
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall.